The story of the conversion and the calling of St. Matthew always personally fascinate me. Matthew, as a tax collector, had a lot of money and a lot of power. He was able to raise his own army or his cronies to go with him to make sure that the taxes that are needed to be collected for the Roman Empire are being collected. And of course, he could collect more, and that amount would be pocketed by him. So he not only have the power to oppress other people, but also the means, the wealth, the money, the prestige, the influence, because he would act in the name of the Roman Empire itself. And of course, as long as he had money and power to secure his post, no one dared to touch him. But imagine that. All of those things didn't make him happy. He was just sitting at his collector's post until he see Jesus Christ. And something in Jesus that fascinated him, that caused him to leave everything and follow Jesus. Perhaps some of the saints throughout the century said that Matthew was just saddened and cynical with the way of life. He had everything that this world wanted, but he was not happy until he saw himself in Christ, the potential of what he could never have with the wealth, with worldly measure, and with what the world had given him. Something in Christ fascinated him, and he left everything to follow Christ. And today in the gospel reading today, Matthew held a banquet for his friends, for the tax collectors, but also the Pharisees and the scribes came. And we can see the hypocrisy here. They came because they wanted to be sit at the prestigious table. But they came with judgment. They came, I'm hanging out with all these people, but somehow I'm better than them. Huh? Somehow I am more righteous than them because I keep the law, or I am the teacher of the law. But they cannot see the hypocrisy that they were hanging out with the same people that invited them, and they came because they want to make a name for themselves. But in the office of reading today, the office of reading invited us to see that Matthew did not just held the banquet to impress others. He was done with that game. He held a banquet to welcome the Savior into his own home, into his own dwelling with what he had. And that's so important that there was a change in Matthew, that he no longer care about impressing other people. He only care about inviting the Savior of the world into what is intimate and personal to him. And I think in this day and age, what's going on in our society right now, it's important for us to have the spirit of St. Matthew. Instead of the spirit like the Pharisees and the scribe, judging, worrying, and thinking that somehow we're better than other people. To have the spirit of St. Matthew in recognizing that this world do not give us eternal happiness. And we have to radically leave everything behind to follow Christ. And we have to invite Christ into our own soul, our own home, so that Christ become our honored guest. Christ become the central focus. Christ become the one that we truly love. And Christ become the one we will follow. So through the example of St. Matthew, may we find that radical departure from our old lifestyle, so that we can truly leave everything behind to welcome Christ and to follow him always.